So welcome back, everybody. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Welcome to the P Room, of course, the place where we definitely are talking about people, places, and the power of pussy. We cover all angles from professional to street, pretty, and platonic. The P Room is for the millennials. We love to get in our bags, travel, and have fun while doing it. So, how you doing, Dr. Fran?
What's up, y'all?
How are you, CEO friend?
Just fine. Blessed and highly favored.
Amen. Okay. And the fun friend?
Hey.
The fashionista friend?
I'm amazing, baby.
How y'all doing? And of course, I'm doing just fine. So what's up, Ashley? What are we drinking?
We have a drink of the day. It's mixed by Anthony Reed. It's called Dynamic Splash. So follow him on Facebook.
Check it out.
Okay. Dynamic Splash.
It's a smooth drink, so I can drink it.
I like it. Thanks.
Check him out.
Thanks, Anthony Reed, for mixing the drink for the podcast tonight.
Well, of course, ladies, we usually do our toasts. But since y'all so into jumping into the Dynamic Splash, we'll roll right into our topic today. So, of course, I like to put things out there just to see what the people say. So I made a post the other day. Would you like to be told the truth all the time? That's going to be our topic today.
Truth or lie? Okay.
What's up? Let's get into it.
What do I think? Is that what you're asking me?
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to be told the truth or lie? The truth. I think most people would say the truth. But I do think if it came down to like my life on the line or something serious or life threatening, if you got to lie to me to save my life, then I guess you could lie.
Okay, friend, what's up?
Just tell me the truth. Let me deal with the consequences. Just tell me the truth.
I prefer the truth. Most of the time, if I'm asking you something in a way, I already know the truth. So just keep a G with me. Tell me the truth.
Okay. And my friend here.
I wholeheartedly agree with you, Amber. Tell me the truth, but if it's going to save my life, keep me out of trouble,
right.
You know, protect me or my kids, whatever, lie to me if you need to, but please tell me the truth. But it's, you know, it's limitations on it. So, you know.
I think by now all my friends know me. So they know in whatever order they need to tell me the truth. But I'm probably going to read y'all and be like, you lying. And I might force the truth out of y'all in that moment.
Sometimes you might force the truth.
Yeah, we got to lie to her first.
Definitely lie to Iris first.
And then tell her the truth later.
Right.
Especially if it's going, when we, yeah, tell her, mm-hmm. we got to lie to her.
Yeah.
We got to lie to her Friday, but we'll tell her the truth Saturday, on next Friday. Thursday.
I think we'll tell her the truth on Monday.
Yeah. If we're out,
we got to give her time to calm down. Mm-hmm.
I feel like, yeah, tell Iris the truth. Even me, though. I say tell me the truth, but Ashley, can you really handle the truth?
Give me an example of what y'all think would y'all prefer to be told a lie. Like, give me a real example.
So before we go into that, let me make a point. Everybody that responded to that post said the truth, the truth, the truth, the truth. But can you handle the truth?
Not all the time. You can't.
No, you can't. If you woke up in the morning and you went your whole day, and everybody just told you the truth, no matter what you asked them, they just told you the truth. How would you feel by the end of the day? You like my hair? Girl, your hair is face style.
Oh, I need to know.
right.
But don't you already know before you ask?
No, because some people really think they just be tea. But it's just that one friend that be like, uh-uh, friend, that ain't good. That ain't hitting no. You see yourself different than how you the do. World sees you.
You That's do. True.
You do. Mm. Trust me.
Yo, my hairdresser did her thing.
Just hey. Imagine, y'all know how when you getting dressed, you look in the mirror, you're like, dang, I look good. Oh, I look good. And as soon as somebody take your picture, you be like, oh, that's what mm-hmm. I look like.
No, yeah. Ooh, my bite's so big.
But I didn't know I look like that. I thought I was killing it.
You take a picture, you know you look good. Then you look at your feet ashy. Now, how did you miss right. the lotion on your feet? You like, it's but the anyway, list of.
On a more serious note, I'll give y'all the experience I went through. I'm being honest with you. I'm an honest person, so I'm going to give you a scenario. If I go somewhere, right, and I see your significant other doing something out of line, I'm the friend that'll probably go and give him a chance to, like, I don't know what's going on, but get it right, you know? And if you come and say, "Weren't you at the casino last night? Did you see my friend?" I'm probably going to lie to you in that moment. Now, if he mess up one more time.
You would?
Like, how would you say it?
I don't
like being a bearer of bad news, and I'm rooting for y'all, so he could make a mistake. So now, if he go back again, I'm going to tell.
Mm-mm. But do you say, I got to stay out of that? Or do you say, girl, no, I ain't see him. Like, because that's your friend.
So you telling me that you are blatantly lie in my face and say, "Girl, I ain't see your man, and I know you was at the casino. I know he was there too."
If I'm the only one he know seeing him, we ain't fighting later. Like, it won't be my name. Cause first of all, you already know he been moving funny. You already know he said he was going to the casino, and you've been calling. You probably been calling. No. Cause when y'all ride past me,
right?
You ain't speaking no more. No, ma'am.
I don't know.
Let's be real.
But see, I ain't falling out with my friends because they told me something, and I'm not telling him. Now, of course, if it's just y'all two, he's gonna know it was you. But I'm not the friend
because Iris said she saw you yesterday.
I'm not doing that. I'm not putting you in it.
If I was the only one there,
but if you was the only one there, of course, it's process of elimination. But I'm not gonna just like because Iris said. I mean, if 9 times out of 10, if he's seen you see him, he probably tell him himself.
I just
hopefully
said he get one time to get caught slipping, and I lie to you. Now, when it go to getting cuffs, and I know he doing his thing,
no,
I'm going to go sit you down and be like, "Listen, I'm going to tell you this.
So you're going to let him get comfortable on me."
That's what she's saying.
No, but we probably be hanging out at the casino the next week, and I just said,
"No, you let him get comfortable on me, friend."
No, I'm not. I said, we finna start gambling too.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to bump into it.
He's going to take her to the area.
I mean, going to go back there because
he's
so high.
No, he's going to change that routine.
He's going to change that routine.
They can come down. I don't know now.
No. Because he's going to be walking on pins and needles the whole time thinking, "Oh, she's going to tell her. She ain't told her yet. Oh, when she going
to
tell her?"
So that's why I done walked up to him and said, "Baby, we ain't going to have to see each other."
You think he's going to believe you, though? He's going to be like, "Man, she already took my picture."
Is he going home and tell her himself? I'm happy. I didn't want to do it, friend. I'm glad he did.
He's going to be stressed.
So what you think you saving me from, right, by telling me a lie like that? What you think you saving me from?
Heartache.
Yeah. And
in that moment. But
a fight when he get home.
You lied to me, so now I'm hurt by him.
I just said he better never do it again.
No, that's not what I'm saying. But what if I found out that he was there with a woman by somebody else, and you were there, and I found out you lied to me because you see my man? But I'm still be hurt by him, and I'm hurt by you because you're my friend.
But what if I really want to see y'all family together?
Right, that's me. You got a lot of stuff to tell.
Because 9 times out of 10, if you don't call him, if you see him cheating, he probably done cheated on me before, and you say I ain't left, so you ain't messing up my family. We just had a rough patch right now.
Huh? You knew when he got dressed and put on that expensive cologne where he was going.
You think so?
A lot of times.
No, a lot of times a man put on perfume, a cologne, a expensive cologne, doesn't mean he finna go.
What if all he have is expensive cologne?
Exactly. That don't mean he finna go cheat.
You missing my point.
Missed your point.
You ain't got indicators before.
So you mean to tell me every time you think somebody cheated on you? That's not what I'm saying. So you mean to tell me every time in the past, present, whenever you caught someone cheating on you, you already had indicators that it was happening.
Drinks are here, ladies.
Oh, the drinks are here. Okay. You never got hit by surprise like, "Oh my God, I ain't know nothing about this." Because that's how it be for me. I guess I don't go looking for stuff. So when it hit me, I'd be like, "Well, wait a doggone minute. Where was I?"
Okay. Not even just about the cheating. So I just, for a more important reason, I love you and I love what you love.
and I want to see y'all together. But once I see he's just blatantly being disrespectful at my grown age right now, I would not break my neck to come and tell. I'm gonna come and tell you the truth eventually, but I'm gonna say to you, I lied, friend, because I just
didn't. So you will tell us the truth eventually.
Yeah, I have to.
I thought you said you gonna let it go unless you see it again.
Both of them. He might still get a pass, but 9 out of 10, he ain't gonna stop.
He's right. Not gonna stop, but you ain't gonna catch him at the casino no more. You gonna have to go catch him somewhere else.
That's
like at McDonald's or roof
prison. Okay.
Well, lie to me. Like, oh Lord, lie to me if it's gonna prevent me from getting in trouble. You can lie to me then. If something is going on that you know about and you, KT gonna act up. Mm-hmm. Don't tell her. Not right now anyway. Then I take that lie. But if I know something is the truth and I'm coming to you and I'm only coming to you because I do know it, don't lie in my face like
that.
So
why you even got to come and ask?
Because I want to confirm, for one, and I want to see if you're going to lie.
So it all, okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I just feel like y'all are passing the pressure on to the wrong person.
So let's give another example. Can I say it?
Go ahead.
Without saying it.
Go ahead.
So me and Ashley was in a situation. Someone called me to kind of be messy about something that was going on with Ashley and to protect Ashley because I know Ashley's a little firecracker. I lied to the people. I was like, that ain't true. No, y'all always starting stuff. So I never told Ashley at all about the situation because I thought I handled it, you know. But another friend of ours found out and went and told Ashley what the people said. And then so when Ashley come to me, I was like, oh, friend, I thought I had handled it. And she blew up.
Did you feel betrayed?
Let me finish the story.
Okay, go ahead.
So she gets on Facebook, and I think on Facebook she literally wanted to line everybody up.
So you took it to Facebook.
She took it to Facebook. She took it to Facebook, but hey, that wasn't her friend, so it's okay because she said if y'all friends, you can't take it to Facebook.
Did you say names?
Hold on. I was about to till they kept blowing my phone. I couldn't.
I started.
They called me.
Guess what I did, Amber?
What?
I started reporting her post.
To block it.
Yeah.
Real friends.
But at that moment, I realized I lied to Ashley and I lied to the people to try to protect Ashley, to try
and
to handle the situation by myself.
And it backfired.
But it backfired. Mm-hmm. And what I wanted to prevent from happening, her going off on these people and finding them, beating them up, it happened anyway.
Right.
So I probably should have told her from start, girl, guess what they said about you.
Okay, so would that have helped if she would have told you? She would have blew up Monday instead of Wednesday. Nah.
Cause so rather I, from what now, rather I just she told the truth.
Rather she told me, either way, if she would have told me, called me and told me, the outcome was still gonna be the same. Especially because I don't deal with them. So that was just more like, why are you worried about me? So rather she told me the truth. Then either way, it was gonna be the same outcome.
You're still gonna act up.
Yeah, I'm still gonna act up. Cause why? Like, what's the problem?
So just tell
she acted up and wanted experience. To snatch him up, like JT said.
Right, but let me give you an experience where I was lied to, and that saved me. That saved me from a confrontation. And then I got later down the line when I didn't care about the situation anymore and found out. I'm so happy they lied to me. Because if they would have told me the truth right then and there, it would have been a problem.
Sometimes I can say that. Sometimes me, lie to me. Don't tell me right then. Because if I can get to it and right then and handle it, just give me some time.
I think it depends on the person that you're dealing with.
Just lie to me.
With all five of us, I pretty much know our personalities. I know who I can say something to right then. And ain't you right then, and it ain't you either right then.
Don't tell me
and I know who I can tell later on, who I supposed to tell later on. It all depends on the person and who you talking to at the time. Some of us know how to control our emotions and some of us don't.
This one like she got a gauge, but this one she'll tell you, I will call you back.
What's wrong with that?
She gone to go do it.
Oh, to handle it.
Mm-hmm, to handle it.
But I'm going to handle mine in a different manner. But that controlling my emotion based on bad news is something that I had to learn. That's a skill.
It's a skill.
And that's something I had to learn.
Baby, you know that's something I had to learn.
And I'm getting better. I'm really getting better.
Oh, you are, sugar.
I am getting better.
Oh, congratulations.
I let a lot of stuff slide. I don't even really be saying
I don't think it's about actually letting it slide. I think it's about you got it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let you control my emotions because really in real life, what am I missing? Or what am I missing? A part of my life or anything? You ain't nothing changes. Whatever you say, it don't change or affect my life. It ain't changing the way I take care of my children, pay my bills, live my life. It don't change any of that. So you don't affect me. So you got it.
Yeah.
So in y'all's situation, did you handle that the wrong way? I'm still not.
Did I handle it the wrong way?
Yeah. Do you feel like you handled it the wrong way now that after that happened?
Ask me. Not you.
Yeah.
No.
But why?
No,
when
no, I did
you
not.
Still have to learn that lesson. She just.
Amber, do you think I handled it the wrong way?
No.
Exactly. Because think about it. At that moment, if I would have told you when the phone call was made to me, we were all together and that person came up to pay their respects. Remember? Mm. So had I told you that day, what would happen at that lady house?
I would have had a bookend number.
Thank you. So I handled it correctly. It just still blew up, but I did the right thing.
Yeah, she did.
So it was a Facebook show and not a...
And not a real showdown.
Yeah, it was.
A Texas hold.
So in a reality, that's my whole point of this question. Like, we say we want to know the truth, but you don't really want to know the whole truth and nothing but truth. 365 days
a year. You want to know the whole truth. Spare me the details.
Tell me the truth, but don't go into detail.
Don't go into detail. Just tell me what
just
you
just don't die. If you don't tell me.
Tell me the title of the book. Don't read me the chapter.
This why you gotta tell me later, because I need to know.
Later means day, a year,
time,
two, down the road.
I don't even want to know then. Just tell me. Tell me what the book is. I don't want the summary. I don't want to know nothing.
Really?
I don't want the details.
You remember my first thing when I said, but what you would never want to know the truth about. I want to know my man.
Exactly.
Now, that's tell me the truth.
That's it. Just tell me, but don't tell me what went on. I don't want no details.
Yeah. Y'all rolling her eyes. Why are you rolling
your
eyes?
You want no details, Iris?
Yes.
Oh.
But it ain't even just about my man. Okay.
No.
When I was fat and I didn't look good, I need you to be like, friend. Now, don't tell me before we go to the party I look bad because I'm finna feel bad going to the party. But I do need you on the way home say, I ain't want to tell you, but friend, you do need to lose
somebody. That's a different scenario from what I'm talking about.
I've
heard you.
It is different scenarios. Being a brutally honest friend, sometimes I'm not the person that you call and you want to know. You tell me the truth, friend. Okay. I'm the person that's going to give it to you blood raw. And I'm going to say, no offense, friend, but hey, this is, and my friend have told me, friend, you don't hurt. But I respect her telling me you hurt my feelings instead of you going,
right,
and, you know what I'm saying?
I leave it as
you get mad at me about it. But she come to me, she asked me, tell the truth. She done asked me questions about what she looking like, and I tell her.
You're beautiful. She don't say fine. Beautiful, friend.
But when you were ready to lose that weight, who was helping you? It was me.
I walk with you. What time you want to go? So I guess that's still telling the truth without saying.
It is the truth, right?
But sometimes some people cannot take that. They, like you said, you absolutely right. Some people cannot take the truth. They say they want it, but they can't take, or they get offended by it. Which you can't ask someone that and then get offended. Why y'all doing
what?
No, because
we pointing at each other.
No, that one right now. Oh, Jesus.
See, and listen, Stacey telling her the truth. You ain't finna yell at me. I just told you the truth and you ain't finna start yelling at me.
I'm like KT. Y'all know I'm just gonna tell you the truth. If it hurt your feelings, I'm gonna say my bad, big dog. Y'all all know I say that. But you tell her the truth. Try to give her some constructive criticism. And I have to say, hold on, wait a minute.
It all depends on the person. So it depends on the person.
I'm always in defense, though.
So, Amber,
mm-hmm.
You said you want to know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. do you stand by that?
I do. Because I know how to have hard conversations.
And what do you mean by that?
I know how to handle my emotion. I know how to internalize it. I know how to write it down, think about it. If it's something that I can't deal with right now, I know how to come back to it without blowing up on somebody, going to jail. I know how to control myself. So she can tell me all of it.
Right.
It's a process.
Right.
It's a process. I think all women are emotional, but
it's a skill.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You got to be intentional about fixing it, and you can fix it.
So what is your first thought when let's say I told you the truth about something about your child? Let's not say the men, because it ain't just about the men. I've told you your child is bad. She bad, and she showed out at my house, and she can't come back down here. You know, how do you control your emotions and not go get defensive, but receive that as,
So I'm going to ask you, what did she do? And then when you tell me that, I'm going to be honest and kind of forthcoming and be like, yeah, that's my child. She probably did do that. Or I don't recognize that behavior when she's at home. So tell me the scenario, or how do we get to that point?
Which makes sense.
Yeah. But in any case, I think it's just important for you to know you kind of got to believe them at face value. Like when somebody brings you something, you got to believe it at face value until there is some obvious reason why it's not true. People who can't take the truth, they don't receive what you're saying. Agree. They don't believe
it. They don't.
It. Yeah, that's the biggest issue.
And we all know our children. We know who we're raising. We know what our child is doing, what they're doing and what they're not doing, or what they will do. We know that. So if somebody coming to you, a lot of times if somebody coming to you about your child, they ain't coming to you to be funny.
Right.
They're coming to you because of, hey, listen.
That's true.
I don't know. I'm very optimistic in the way that I think. Depending on who it is, I need to know where it is coming from. Because honestly, people do lie.
So I
need to know where is this coming from. What I am receiving from Amber is show no emotion, no matter whether it's going to make you upset or mad. I got to get to that space, but show no emotion. No, and then break it down and analyze. I've been doing very good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been having a couple of relapses.
I've really
blew up on me on Easter.
Friend.
Yes.
That was in the car.
It still was.
She told you the truth.
And you said,
But that was between you.
You know what I'm doing?
It's still the same thing.
This is being real. If KT says something, if KT tells me something that is her truth at that moment, I say, that's how you feel, friend. What make you say that? And I'll take her constructive criticism or whatever it is. And then later on, I start saying, well, what makes her say that? And then I may come back to her and say, you know, you was right about that, friend. You know, because I know it's coming from an honest place. But then you have some people that will put something out there in the atmosphere, and then you found out it came from that person that just ain't liked you since high school, ain't liked you since kindergarten. Now she don't like the kids.
That's totally different.
Yeah.
We all done been lied on.
That's what I'm saying. If she told you something and you know it's coming from a genuine place, why blow up?
Yeah.
But she said, like,
I want to know. Yeah.
Why did you blow up?
You know what?
On Resurrection Sunday.
I don't know why I blew up.
I know why you blew up. Because you're a hot mama.
I'm a hot head. But I'm getting, no, it knows.
I'm going to pray your strength, baby. Yes.
Yeah, she should have been praying that day. Jesus died and rose on the third day. And it's the third day.
Let's not make excuse about it being a hothead. Let's be honest. What was it about what she said that touched your soul?
Was it
the truth? Or did you feel like she had no business saying it?
To be honest, I just didn't want to
You didn't want to hear it.
I didn't want to hear about the damn people.
She started the conversation. So how did you not want to hear it?
I started it, but then it was just like, I think when she didn't say.
She started the conversation.
She didn't say more detail, I was just like, I don't
want to hear it. You want me to tell you why? Because she thought that I was defending them, and she was so guarded against those people. But what I was saying had nothing to do with anybody's emotions. I tapped into my grief coaching, and I'm like, I can only imagine where this person's mindset is or where this person's heart is. And she thought I was telling her to have empathy for these people, but I wasn't. I was just speaking from myself, like, dang, you know, this just happened to her this same exact day, and now this is triggering. And I was like, whoa.
Goes directly in line with you do not want to hear the 100% truth.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. There you go.
So we will again always part two of these conversations because it's about growth. I'm serious. It's growth and healing.
And
I have all of y'all telling me constantly where I need to improve. So I've learned to be quiet, receive it, and work on it. Because when we ain't, like yesterday, your little number in the store, I wanted to address it, and I said, be quiet. I can't, because this ain't going to be where it's going to be good at.
We're going to talk later. Let me say this before we end out. Ladies, look amazing.
Thank you.
And of course, they all have been dressed by Prissy Little Thing. Mm-hmm. So if you are in Polk County, stop by the Eagle Ridge Mall next door to Claire's. That's where we are.
Prissy Little Thing.
Yes, ma'am. Mm.
Thank you, friend.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Well, I did catch that 40% off 50 cent
shirt. Yes. Thank you.
Once again.
Thank you. So let me get some
thank
snacks.
Thank you. Once again, thank you for the drink of the day. Dynamic Splash. Ladies.
I'm quite good.
Yeah. You too.